Today's daf is Gittin Daf Zayin. We are four lines from the bottom of Daf Vav, Amid Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shoshana Malka Bas Dabra. So, at the end of yesterday's daf, we had the first digression of Masechtas Gittin, which landed us in the world of the Pelegesh Begiva. It was something that was discussed in great detail on Davav. Today's daf picks up with a postscript to that episode. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of his great Rebbe Rav, if somebody is going to impose an Ema Yisera, an excessive amount of fear inside his house, meaning his family is going to be very, very afraid of him. This will lead to his family violating three averes. Not just three averes, but the three averes. Gilui arayis, v'shvichas damim, v'chilul Shabbos. So if a person decides that he is balabus and shtib, and things are going to run his way or the highway, that's fine. But just realize that it can come with a very expensive invoice. Specifically, it can lead to the gimel averes chamurois. It can lead to gilui arayis, shvichas damim, and Chilul Shabbos. Rashi says that where would you think that an Ema Yisera would lead to these three averes? So Rashi says, Pasha, Gili Arayis, what happens if a woman has to be toivel to go to the mikveh because she's a nida, but the mikveh was maybe very cold and she was afraid to go. Now, she's also afraid to tell her husband that she didn't go to the mikveh, so she's going to lie. As a result, the husband's going to end up being born a nida. Hence, Gili Arayis. Shvichas Damim, Sakt Rashi, Pelegesh Begiva. That was a story that began with an Emi Yisera, and it resulted in Shvichas Damim. Additionally, Rashi says sometimes a woman's going to be so afraid of her husband, she's going to leave the house, she's going to run for her life, and the next thing she knows, she's going to be in a vulnerable situation. Listim are going to come, she's going to fall off a bridge, Rashi says. And Chil Shabbos, sometimes a woman may forget to light candles Friday night, but she's going to be so afraid of her husband that he's going to come home and he's going to let her have it. So she's going to go light the candles on Shabbos. But the bottom line is that it's possible for a person through the imposing an Ema Yisera in his house to lead to three terrible averes. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana. Rabbi Bar Bachana said, "Hod Ami Rabban." This is the Rabbanan said, "Shloish Tvarim Tzarech Odom B'Leim Yom Teich Beisei Erev Shabbos." There was a Takonas Chazal that a person Erev Shabbos has to say the following three things. Asartem, that's with a question mark. He has to tell his wife, "Did you give Meiser?" Meaning, we're not going to be able to eat peiros unless he gave meiser. Aravtem, Rashi says it's referring to eruv chatzeros. Did you make eruv chatzeros? Additionally, hadliku asaner. That's not a question. Hadliku asaner is a statement. Make sure that you light candles. So these three things, sarach lemeimruna b'nichusa. You have to make sure that you say it b'nichusa. You have to say it in an edel way. Ki hecha de lekablu mineh. Because if you talk in a nice way, people are going to listen. Otherwise, it's not going to be good. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, Ano lo shmiel yihod Rabbi Bar Bachana. I never heard what Rabbi Bar Bachana said. That asartem araftem hadliku asaner. You have to say b'nichusa. V'kiyamti amisvara. But I was able to understand logically, misvara, intuitively, that this is the right way to do it. Amar Rabbah, Loilam Ayatol Adam Emi Yisera B'Teich Beisei. A person should not impose an Emi Yisera B'Teich Beisei. Shari Adam Gadol Hidil Emi Yisera B'Teich Beisei. There was an Adam Gadol who was Matal Emi Yisera B'Teich Beisei. The Hechilu Dover Gadol, and they ended up feeding him. Meaning, this person. Ended up eating a Dover Gadol. So the Adam Gadol ate a Dover Gadol. Umanoi, who was this person? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. It was Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Is it possible that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel would have eaten a Dover Gadol? Hashto behemten shal tzadikim ena Kadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodam. Madach HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the behemoths of tzadikim. Tzadikim atzman loy kolshkein. Then certainly a tzadik himself would have a shmira. Now, where do you find that the Eibishter that protects behemten shal tzadikim? So the rest of the story is in Masechta Schul and Dafei. The Gemara talks about the chamor of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, who would not eat tfua from which Trumas and Maestris had not been separated. So Madach, the behemoth of Tzadikim, have Shmira, Kalvachomer, Tzadikim themselves. So it can't be that Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, even if he was Matal Emi Yisera B'Toich Beisai, would have eaten a davar gadol, that he would have eaten a davar aser. Elo, you have to say that what really happened was bikshu la'achila davar gadol. They wanted to give him a davar gadol, meaning at the end of the day he was protected because of behem tanshal tzadikim have shmira. Certainly, this adam gadol would have had shmira. What the Chazal is saying is that he almost ate a davar gadol, and that's a simen, that's a raya, that it's not going to be matal im yaseir b'toich beisai. Zok de gemara, what exactly is this davar gadol? Umay nil, eva menachai. Eva menachai is referred to as a davar gadol. The Marsha, here in Chedushi HaGadol, says that why would eva menachai be referred to as a davar gadol? So he makes an interesting observation. He says that Yidden are bound by Macholos Asura. It's a very big deal. You could eat this, you can't eat that. Kosher is the most basic tenet of Judaism. Bnei Noyach don't have kosher. But there's one form of Macholos Asura that even a Ben Noyach is subject to, and that's Eva Menachai. So if Eva Menachai is considered Macholos Asura, even for Bnei Noyach, Zoysoy Meres, it must be something very, very severe. It says the Marsha, that's why it's referred to in this Gemara as a davar gadol. Another interesting observation that I saw in the Iyun Yaakov. So the Iyun Yaakov was, of course, the Shvos Yaakov, one of the great Gaivitz of Prague. So in his commentary that he wrote on the Ein Yaakov, he makes a diuk that the end of yesterday's daf and the beginning of today's daf, the Gemara is talking about the inyan of an Eim Yisera. Yesterday's daf concluded, Omer Rav Chizda, lo'ilam al-yatol odem Eimu Yisera b'toich beisai, because Pelegish Begiva came from an Eimu Yisera. Today's daf began, Omer Rav Yudam Arav, kol amatol Eimu Yisera b'toich beisai, soifu boli de sholish averas. Rav Avo said, lo'ilam al-yatol odem Eimu Yisera b'toich beisai, because Rav Chanina ben Gamliel almost said a davar gadol, he almost said Eimu Menachai, because of Eimu Yisera. So the Iyun Yaakov is medayik, it sounds a little bit like an Eimu Yisera is not okay. But to be matalema is a ganz gitazach, maybe. And the truth is, he says it's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara mesach the Shabbos, daf kuf hayam beis. The gemara over there is discussing someone that tears a beggar on Shabbos. So kireya is one of the lametes malachas. And the gemara is talking about different oifanim of kireya, mesachin, mekalkol. If someone's kireya v'chamasai, that's the sugya mesach the Shabbos, daf kuf hayam beis. And the gemara over there says, loy tzricha, just one excerpt, de ka'ovid lemir me'im mesoa inche beisai. That specific halacha was talking about where somebody, he tore something on Shabbos, and the reason he did it was to be matal eima b'toich beisai. And the gemara gives examples. Ki hadir Rav Yehuda, the Amir Rav Yehuda, shalif mitzuv yasa. He used to pull off, in English, the border of his garment to demonstrate his displeasure, to show that he was very not happy. Rav Acher by Yaakov, tovra mani tfira. He would take broken kelim and he would break them even more. Rav Sheshes, romele la'amse monine areshe. So don't try this at home. But Rav Sheshes, he would take the sauce of the fish and he would throw it at the head of his omo. Rav Abba tovra nachtama. He would take the lid of a pitcher and he would break it. But says the Iyun Yaakov, it's a mefurish gemara that it's okay for a person lemir me'emesai inche beisei. And he says even more, who is the one that said in our gemara, be very careful not to be matal em yisei b'tech beisei, omer Rav Yehuda marav. And he says if you're going to do it, it's going to come with a shalosh aderos. And the same Rav Yehuda was the one that was shalosh shalif mitzuv yasa, whatever exactly that is, but he tore some part of his garment to be matal ema. What's the teretz? The teretz is Eima L'chud and Eima Yaseira L'chud. But Al-Kaponim says the Iyun Yaakov, there's a very clear diuk here that there's a nafkamina between being Matal Eima, which is okay, versus being Matal Eima Yaseira. That's what our whole sugi over here is talking about. Zok de Gemara. Sholach le Mar Ukva the Rabbi Lazar. Mar Ukva sent the following telegram to Rabbi Lazar. B'nei Adam O'im Demalai. There are people that are giving me a very hard time. Ubiyadi lemoisrom lemalchus, and I have the ability to maser. I have the ability to hand them over to the malchus. Mal, can I or can I not? Now Rashi says, what were these people doing to him? Lecharefu legadif. They were chapping with him. They weren't trying to kill him. It's not like these bnei adam were roitvim, but they were chapping him. Ubiyadi lemoisrom, says Rashi. Koyach biyadi lehalshon aleihem. I can go to the malchus and I can tell them and let the malchus deal with it. And the question is it an okay thing to do or is it not okay thing to do? Now the rest of the story is Mar Ukfa was a very, very powerful person. In fact, Mar Ukfa was the Reish Galusa in Bavel at the time that Rav and Shmuel lived in Bavel. So when you think of Bavel in the world of Rav and Shmuel, the Gedolim were, of course, Rav and Shmuel. It's not a Chiddush. At the same time in Eretz Yisrael, you had Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But the Reish Kalusa, or quote-unquote Nasi, was really Marukva. He was also the Abbez Din, a very, very powerful person, a very, very important person. So this is Marukva, who's very influential. And Marukva says, people are chepping with me, they're taking advantage of me. Lamais, in 1 second, I could put an end to this. And the question is, should I do it or should I not do it? So the Gemara says he sent this letter to Rabbi Lazar, who lived in Eretz Yisrael. Sirtate, Rabbi Lazar responded. He first was Mesartate, also of yesterday's Daf fame, Vakasavle, and he wrote him the following pasuk, a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, Amarti, I said, Eshmer Adrochai, I'm going to watch my ways, Mechatoi Ben Lashoini, from sinning with my tongue, and I'm going to close my mouth when there's a Rasha that's Lenegdi. And Rabbi Loza Taich, Afa Pisha Rasha Lenegdi. What David HaMelech was saying was that even if there's somebody who's acting like a Rasha towards me, but I'm still going to keep my mouth closed. In other words, he was telling him, just don't do anything. Let it be. Shalach le. But then Marukva sent him another telegram. And he wrote him, Kometzar li tuva. It's out of control. Veloy motzino de ekembo. And I can't even deal with it anymore. Shalach le. So this time, he sent him back. And he told him another pasuk. This is also a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Doim Lashem. Vehischoyle loy. Pasha, what it means is, Doim Lashem. Wait for the Eibishto. Vehischoyle loy. Yachel Yisrael al Hashem, right? This is all a lashon of wait and bikavei al Hashem. But when he, and the end of the pasuk is v'hu yapileim chalot. No, see, he teaches the pasuk doim Hashem that what you should do is you should be a doim Hashem. Rashi says doim miloshem dimdume chama. You should do something, as we'll see in a minute, as the sun rises and as the sun sets. V'hu yapileim l'chol chalolim chalolim. And if you do that, Hashem will take care of everything else. And all these people that are chepping with you, they're going to fall chalolim chalolim. They'll be like corpses. What was he saying? Like we just said, hashkim b'harav aleim the Beis Medrash. You should wake up early and you should go late to Beis Medrash. Then kolim me'elein. And they're going to go by themselves. Adava yotze mipi, Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara says that these words came out of the mouth of Rabbi Lazar. V'nasnu l'geniva b'koyler. And Geniva was taken away in chains, and he found himself on death row. So just a few things before we go by there. First of all, the drasha was Doim Lashem v'hischoy leloi, Doim Lashem v'hu yapilim l'cho chalolim chalolim, hashkim v'hari v'aleim l'beis medrash, v'hen kolim me'aleim. Get up early and be up late in Beis Medrash, and everything that has to happen is going to happen. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos has two pshatim in what he was telling him. One pshat Tosfos says is, he was telling him you should daven during those times. So you should daven early, you should daven a little bit later, and everything is going to be okay. And the second pshat Tosfos says he was telling him to learn during those times. So you should wake up early and learn, and you should be up a little bit later and learn, and like this, everything is going to happen. On the tzad, that it's tefillah, Tosfos' first pshat, it's interesting because essentially what he was telling him was, you should daven im dimdumei chama, meaning daven as the sun rises and daven as the sun sets. Now, to daven as the sun rises is something we're all familiar with. That's tefillas vasikin. But the truth is, just like there's vasikin during shachris, there's also vasikin during mincha. It's a mefurish gemara. The pasuk says, yiraucha im shemesh, and it means, say when the sun is rising, and say when the sun is setting. So just like there's an inyan of vasikin that everybody knows about in the morning, daven shmeina esrei with netzachamo, there's also an inyan of vasikin as the sun is setting. In fact, the goyin says, in his Shnois Aliyah, and he says it in two places. He says in the beginning of Perek Tfilas HaShachar, the fourth Perek of Masechtas Brachas, and he also says in the Perek Yetzias HaShabbos, in the first Perek of Masechtas Shabbos. So the Goyin says that we know that Tfilos were instituted keneged the Tmidim. Shachris is keneged the Tamid Shal Shachar, and Mincha is keneged the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. So Zok the Goyin, that when was the Tamid Shal Shachar brought? It was the first carbon that was brought. So the first carbon that was brought in the morning, literally, in Dimdum Echama, by Netzachama, the first carbon that was brought was the Tamid Shal Shachar. The last carbon that was brought was the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, Oleh Hashlem Kol HaKarbonis. So the last carbon that was brought, which was also in Dimdum Echama, that was the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. The Goyin said that the carbon mincha was really made up, not the carbon mincha, the carbon tamid was made up of two parts. It was made up of the carbon, and it was made up of the nesachim, right? A person can bring a carbon today, and you have 10 days still to bring the nesachim if you would like. So says the Goyin that the shchit of the carbon tamid, that was as soon as they, Heir Pnei HaMizrach, right? First thing in the morning, that's when they used to do it. The last part of the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim was the Nesachim, and that's the Chelik that was brought in Demdu Mechama. The Gaon says by Mincha Gedoyla, that's when they brought the actual Tamid, and then they brought the Nesachim in Demdu Mechama. But the point is that really there's an Indian of Tfila that should be in Demdu Mechama. Sai as the sun is rising, Sai as the sun is setting. So on the Tzad that it means Tfila, it's very Gishmak. That's what he was telling. He was telling Dav Vasikin. That's essentially what he was saying. And Vasikin of Shachris, Vasikin of Mincha, and if you're going to do this, you're going to see, you're going to have a tremendous Shmira. Another thing you see in this Gemara is that who is the person? So Marukva sends a letter to Rabbi Lazar and he says, "Bnei Adam ha'imdem olai." There are people that are chapping with me. Ubiyadi l'moisru l'malchus. He didn't say who these people were. And then at the end of the story, the Gemara gives it away. Hadavar yatsi mipi Rabbi Lazar v'nosnu l'geniva b'koyla. And geniva was taken away. It's interesting that geniva is an amoira that's mentioned many, many places in Shas. Yet, at the same time, in this Gemara, he's mentioned very disparagingly. There's another Gemara where he's mentioned disparagingly, and that's a Gemara Masechtas Gittin, later, on Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. The Gemara says, Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda have a Yosfi. Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda were sitting together, Cholif v'Ozel Geniva Alayu. And as they were sitting, Geniva walked by them. Amr Chal B'Chavrei, one of the two, either Rav Huna told Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda told Rav Huna, Neki Mikam Meda Par Uriyanu. We have to stand up. There's a great Tamil Chacham that's walking by. Amalei, he told him, Idach, the other one, Mekami Palgon Nekum. What, you're going to stand up for a Baal Machloikis? I understand he's a great Tamil Chacham, but he's also a Baal Machloikis. So you see from here that the legacy of Geneva is a little bit confusing. On the one hand, he's a Bar Uriyan, and either Rav Huna or Rav Chizda said, he's a Tamil Chacham. For Darto Pnei Zokin, you have an obligation to stand up for him. You have to give him covet. As Hashem Lekechatir, the Rabbi Stamid Chacham. But the other one helped. He's a Baal Machloikis. And if he's a Baal Machloikis, you're not Mechuyiv to stand up for him. I once heard from a Talmud Chacham. He said, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Sholim Ba'olam. He says, you want to know if someone's a Talmud Chacham? Is he a Marbim Sholim or is he a Marbim Machloikis? If he's a Marbim Sholim, he's a Talmud Chacham. If he's a Marbim Machloikis, it's a Simon Muvik that he's not a Talmud Chacham. Because Talmidei Chachamim B'mitzias on Marvin Shalom Boilam. But either way, that's the legacy of Geneva, and Geneva was taken away. I saw all the historische Perushim that told us that Rambam Iram, they say that there is, they all say that even though the Gemara says that Geneva was taken away, but he wasn't executed, he wasn't killed. Apparently, he got away because it seems that Geneva still appears in Shas even after this Maisa. But the bottom line is, Hadover Yotze Mipi Rabbi Lazar, and because of that, you see what happened. One other interesting Ha'ar before you go back there, and this is also in the Iyan Yaakov. So the Iyan Yaakov says, that Mar Ukva reached out to Rabbi Lazar twice. The first time he reached out to him, so Rabbi Lazar quoted the pasuk, "Amarti Eshmer Drachem Mechatoy Belshoni Eshmer Lefi Machzem Ba'id Rosh Leneg." The second time he reached out to him, he quoted a different pasuk, "Doim LaShem VeHischoil Olay." But he says, if you look carefully in the Gemara, the first time he reaches out to him, he wrote it to him. Sirteit VeKosavle did Rabbi Lazar Amarti Eshmer Darki. The second time, he didn't write him. Sholach le, he sent him. In fact, the lashon of the Gemara is Hadavar yatsa mipi Rabbi Lazar. It doesn't sound like he wrote it. It sounds like he simply said it, right? There's no mention of sirtut as it relates to the second pasuk. Zokti in Yaakov. The reason is because there's a special koyach that a chacham has with his mouth, and kilus chacham afilu al atnai could be poil graces achin. Rabbi Lazar wanted that this should play itself out, and it's for that reason the second time he didn't write it. The second time he said it. Dikte gloy ma yotze mipi Rabbi Lazar, ki kilulosai v'dibr shal tamud chacham oyser roishin, v'lochein bepam shenis loy k'toni sirteit v'kosav lei, ela shenrotza loy markein bepiv, he wanted to say it, al yidei shlucha, interesting, maybe by memsun l'shliach, kidei sheyochel olav kilulosai, because he understood that if he's going to say it with his mouth, like this is going to be a klala, the Kalahavan. And it's Pashit, that's the Chilik, that the first time it's a Kasavle, the second time it was Amarle, because Rabbi Lazar said, let's try to do this the nice way. But if it's not working the nice way, then we're going to have no choice. We're going to have to do this the other way. What came to mind is a line in the Chavis Yar that we spoke about when we learned Masechtas Nazir. It's just Kedai to speak out this line again. The Chavis Yar is discussing if somebody makes a Shvua Biksav, somebody writes a Shvua Sviras Omer Biksav, a little Dabar Be'itoy still, is it considered a svira, is it considered a shvua? So the Chavis Yor says one line. He says, "V'yodati mi'maylas hadibur." Says, "I know about the maylas hadibur." Shu geder ha'adam chay medaber u'kitargul manefesh chaya. V'kama his oiris yoir adam mehevel pivle tevel mutav. And how careful does a person have to be before a word comes out of his mouth? Mikol makoyim le'inyan kiyum davar lo yigara koyach ksiva midibur. But as much as I'm aware of the koyach hadibur, I don't think there's enough gemina between the koyach hadibur and the koyach ksiva. This Iyun Yaakov is clearly suggesting that there is a Maila in Koyach HaDibur versus Koyach HaKsiva. Either way, Zok de Gemara Vaita. Sholchol de Marukva. They sent Marukva Zimra Minolan Da'aser. How do you know that from the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's Aser to play music? Now, a few things. It's Aser to play music. Rashi says, L'shayr v'beis ha-mishtois. It means if you're in a beis ha-mishta. And this really is something that was mentioned in the last Mishnah of Mesechtes Soita, and it was Mavur, on Daf Memches, second to last Mishnah, that miyom shachar beis ha-mikdash, once the beis ha-mikdash was destroyed, in fact, the Gemara says, Mishagol Sanhedrin, it was even before the beis ha-mikdash was destroyed, so there was the takana that said that you're not allowed to have any music anymore in a beis ha-mishta. So they sent Maruk for this question. What's the makar to this Indian? That Zimra is awesome. Sirte, so he was Masarte, Vakosavlu, and he told him, it says in the Pasuk, Al Tismach Yisrael, El Gil, Ko'amim. That Yisrael, you're not allowed to be Besimcha, Ko'amim, like the nations. So the nations, they have parties and there's a lot of music. This is not something that a Yid is allowed to do. Great to Gemara, but Lichel Chumehacha. Why was that the Pasuk that he sent him? He should have sent him the following Pasuk that says, Bashir, Lo Yishtu Yoyin. It says that no wine together with Shir. In fact, the pasuk continues and says, Yemar Sheikha L'Shoiso. Someone that's going to drink wine together with music, the wine is going to end up being bitter. Yemar Sheikha L'Shoiso. Melosh Mar. It's going to end up being bitter for him. And incidentally, this pasuk is the pasuk that the Mishnah quotes in Mesech Tesoita. So why do we make up a new pasuk? Why don't you just quote the pasuk in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah says, Imahu, we had that pasuk. Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Milizim Edomana. I would have thought that it's dafka music with instruments that's aser. And the reason you would have thought that is because if you look at the context of those psukim, so it's talking about David HaMelech and different psukim related to instruments. So I would have thought it's dafka with an instrument, it's a problem. Avo the Pumashari, but if you want to sing without music, it's okay. Kamash Malon. That's why we have a second pasuk. There's no mention of an instrument over there. So I know that it's usher even to play music, even to sing in a Beis HaMishta, even if there is no music along. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Nosson Rav Ashi. Rav Huna Bar Nosson told Rav Ashi, Ma'i Dechsev, what's written in the pasuk that says, V'kina V'dimoina V'ad Ada. Now this is a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua Perek Tezvav, and the pasuk is simply describing the cities in Eretz Yisrael when the Yidden entered in the times of Yeshua Benon. So he asked them, what's pshat in these names? Amalei. Well, I'm not sure what the question is. Masfasa the Eretz Yisrael Kachasha. These were the names of cities, right? What does Lakewood mean? I don't know. It's the name of a city, right? That's essentially the question. So he said, what's the Grace Akasha over here? Amalei told him, Otu Anoliya, Dana the Masfasa the Eretz Yisrael Kachasha. He says, what, you're making chazik for me? Like, you're answering me as if I didn't know that that was the real answer? Ela Rav Gvia Me'ar Giza Omar Ba'taimo. I know that Rav Gvia Me'ar Giza once at a time, and I wanted to hear if you knew the time. Okay, so what was the time the Rav Gvia Me'ar Giza said? Meaning he darshan these psukim, even though Pash Pshan and the Pasuk is, these are names of cities, but he said a drush. He said the following. Again, Kina v'dimoyna v'adad. He said, Kol sheyesh l'kina al-chaver. If somebody has kas on his friend, v'doyme, and he's quiet, doesn't say anything, shoychin adayad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oysel edin, is going to take care of business for him. So kina miloshin kina, v'dimoyna miloshin his doyme, the Adayad Hashem is going to deal with everything. Amalei Elamiyatas, he says, I hear it's a very nice drasha, but if that's the case, how are you going to dash on this pasuk? Another pasuk in Yeshua Perek Tezvav. It says, V'tziklag umadmano v'sansano. Hochinami, would you have a shtickle toyer for that pasuk too? Amalei told him, I don't, but he have a Rav Gvia Mibayar Giza, hocha have Omer Bataima. But I can tell you for sure, if Rav Gvia Mibayar Giza would have been here, he would have had a pshat. Either way, Rav Achim Bechaza was there, and Omer Bahachi, he said, I'll tell you pshat in that pasuk. He said, Komi Sheesh Litzakas Lagim Al Kaver. If somebody has a taina on his friend, and Rashi says the reason he has a taina is because this person is taking away his parnasa from him. The doime man, he's quiet, shoychein besneh oisloide. Hashem, who's the Sheikh in Besneh, is going to take care of it. So again, Tziklag means he has a Tzakas Legimo. You have a Tfiyah on a person because he's gambling your parent. Naso. U Madmana, your Doimeim, Sansana, Miloshin, Sheikh in Besneh, Eivishta is going to take care of business. Omri Rish Kalusa Rafuna, Rish Kalusa told Rafuna, Kli Laminol and Aser. How do you know that it's aser to wear a klila. So Rashi says, what's a klila? These are ataros chasanim. These are crowns that chasanim used to wear, which was also mentioned in the second to last Mishnah, Masechta Soita. Soita daf samech esamaral. So the Reish Kalusa asked Rav Huna this question, how do you know that it's aser for a chasan to wear it? Amalese told him, midrabanan, there's no makar. If you're asking for a makar, there is no makar. Because all this is an isid rabanan. The Tanan, it's a Mishnah. The pulmas shalas pasyanas, gozral atres chasanim alairos. During the siege of Aspasianus, when Vespasian laid siege circa Churban Bayis Sheni, so Chazal made a takana that these chasanim are not allowed to wear these crowns anymore. Additionally, they made a takana about an iros. What's an iros? So Rashi quotes the Gemara Soita Mem Tesam Aveis, the last Amid Masechta Soita, that says this was a bell that had one clapper, whatever that means. But the point is, they made a takana on the atoros of chasanim, and they made a takana on the iros. Adahachi, as Rav Huna was saying this, meaning as this is all happening, come Rav Huna Lafnuye. Rav Huna got up, Lafnuye. He went to the Beis HaKisei. Amalei Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda, who had been sitting there after Rav Huna left, he said the following. Now, Rav Chisda was a Talmud of Rav Huna, and because he was a Talmud of Rav Huna, so he didn't want to talk in Rav Huna's presence. But once Rav Huna got up, so he says, all right, now ready, I'm comfortable talking. And he told him, the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem Elokim. This is what Hashem says. Hosir HaMitznefes. Remove the mitznefes, vahore ma'atara, and take off the atara, zois loy zois, hashafala hagbeya, vahagabaya hashfa. So he asked, did Rav Chisda the following question? We'll see what this pasuk means. Vichima inya mitznefes, etzal atara, hosera mitznefes, the mitznefes is the hat that the kayanim wore, vahore ma'atara, and remove the atara. So he said, what's the connection between the mitznefes and the atara? The pasuk is as follows: as long as the kohen gadol is wearing the mitznefes, atara b'roish kol adam, then the yidin still had atara. But nistalka mitznefes miroish kohen gadol. But as soon as the mitznefes is removed from the kohen gadol, nistalka atara miroish kol adam. At that point, a person is not allowed to wear atara. Now, who walks around wearing a crown? Chassan loy melamelach. The chassan used to wear a crown, and because the chassan used to wear a crown, that's what the pasuk means. Hasir hamitznefes. So he said there's really a makar. So Rav Huna said, I don't know about any pasuk. You're looking for a makar to this. There's no makar, it's the Rabbanon. It's one of the takanas that happened from the time that Vespasian laid siege on Yerushalayim. Rav Chisda, however, as soon as he wasn't in the presence of his Rebbe anymore, said, I do have a makar. So as Rav Chisda was talking, Rav Huna came back, and he saw that they were saying over this pshat. So Rav Huna said the following, I swear by the Rabbanon. Now, Rav Chisda is saying this wrong. There's no makar, there's no pasuk, there's not even a remez from a pasuk to this inyan. However, at the same time, he said, Rav Chisda Shmech, your name is Chisda, v'chisda and milech. And you say, very nice Torah. Meaning, it's very nice, it's shein drush. But you want to know if it's emes, not emes. All this is a derabbanan. Zok to Gemara, Ravina Ashechil Mab Rav Ashi, Davagodo Klila Labarti. Ravina once saw Mab Rav Ashi, and he was braiding a klila, a crown for his daughter. So Ravina tells Mab Rav Ashi, don't you agree with this halacha? It's a pasuk, Rav Chisda's drasha, that if there's no kohen gadol, you're not allowed to wear crowns anymore. Amalei, do me the kohen gadol. Yeah, of course I hold it as drasha, but I hold that the takana of atara was similar to the mitznefes of the kohen gadol. How so? Just like the kohen gadol was begavri, he's a man. But obviously couldn't be a woman. So too, the only time this takana is going to be true is begavri avalei benashi. It's going to be true for men. It's not going to be true for women. So we dash in this pasuk. What's the end of the pasuk? It says zois loy zois hashafala hagbeya. So Rav Avira said, sometimes he would say it over the name of Rav Ami, and sometimes he would say it over the name of Rav Asi. When Hashem said, right, no more mitznefes, no more atorah. So the Malachi Asher is told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Yisrael, this is what you're telling the Yidden, Shekdimu lefanecha b'sinai nasal v'nishma, who said nasal v'nishma. If you look at the Marsha connects this Gemara, Ayin Sham, to the Gemara Masech Shabbos, which is very much Dover Be'itay Matayv, where the Gemara says, the Shah, Shekdimu Yisrael, nasal v'nishma. So all the Malachi Asharis came down, and every single Yid got two Ataris. So you see, there's a connection between the Yidden saying nasal v'nishma and Atarah. So he says, you're saying, Hore Ma'atarah, these are the Yidden that said, Nase v'nishma. Amar lahem. So the Eibishter responded, he said, Loizois lehem liYisrael. You think this is not something I should do? Shehishpilu es ha-gevoya, v'igbiu es ha-shofel. That they took the gevoya and they were mashpalit, and they took the shofel and they were magbiit. Meaning they literally tzimish the yoytzeris. What did they do? V'amidu tzalam behechel. They were maimida atzelem behechel. This was one of the terrible sins that took place at the time of the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, and that's the shakta v'tayir. Hashem says hosir amitz nefes v'harima atarah. So the malachi asharis come and they say zois. What? This is what you're doing to the yidin who said nasav and ishma? No mitz nefes, no atarah. And Eibishter says loy zois. Should I not do that? They were maimid atzelem behechel. Darsha b'viro. Rav Avira says zimne nomal shmeider rab ami v'zimne nomal shmeider rab asim. What's pshat in the pasuk that says? What does this pasuk mean? If a person sees that his parnasa is mitzumtzam, meaning he's struggling with parnasa, what he should do is he should give tzedakah. And if he gives tzedakah, that's a skula for him to have Hatzlach and his parnasa. The koshkin shema rubin. And certainly, if a person is not struggling with his parnasa, then he should give tzedakah. May v'chein no goyzu v'avar. What's the end of the pasuk? What do those words mean? Zakti gemara tanad mirabi shmok kolak goyzes menachasa. If somebody shears from his nachasim, pun intended, right? So it's shear, shear, but he shears. He gives tzedakah. Nitzol midino shel gehenim. He's going to be speared. Dina shel gehenna, mashal l'shtei recheilois. And in yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel, they used to explain it with a mashal. There were two sheep, shayoyres b'mayim. They were trying to get the reward. Achas kezuzo, one of the sheep's wool had been sheared, or shve'achas she'ena kezuzo, and the other one, not. Avra, kezuzo avra, the one that didn't have the wool was able to get by, the she'ena kezuzo lay avra, and the other one was not able to get by. Right, sometimes if you're traveling with less luggage, if you're going lighter, it's like this, you're able to move, you're a little bit more nimble, you're able to get through. So if a person gives away like this, he's going to be able to get by. The end of the pasuk, we already darshan this pasuk, So again, this whole pasuk is talking about staka. So what does the last words of the pasuk mean? Amar Masutra, Masutra said, afilu ani ha-misparnis benat staka. Even if you have an ani who himself is misparnis benat staka, yasid tztaka. Meaning, when you buy someone that has nechasim merubim, give tztaka. Even a person that has nechasim mitzum tzomim should give tztaka. But afilu ani ha-misparnis benat staka, even that person should give tztaka. In fact, lo ya'ani choyt. And if a person who's in a matzev of the inisich, he's going to give tztaka. There's a haftacha. Lo ya'ani choy. What does that mean? Tani Rav Yosef. Shuvein marin lo simoni anios. This person is no longer going to see simoni anios. And the Marsha says, what does it mean that he's not going to see simoni anios anymore? It's a haftacha that this person, because of the tztaka that he's going to give, is going to become a gvir. Dimitoich mitzvah sa tzedakah. Of this ani, yiskel ashiris. This person is going to be zoichet ashiris. Either way, today's daf started with the Belegish Begivan. We're not finished yet. But the Agadato, the digression portion of the daf, anyways, started with the Belegish Begivan, and it ended with this inyan of tztaka. That tztaka is a very chashuv thing. We all knew that. But a person that gives tztaka, a school of ashiris, and even in our man, v'inisich, if you're in such a situation and you give tztaka, loy a'anech, oy zoktim rasho, what does it mean? Yiskel ashiris. The truth is, this idea that if a person gives tztaka, Yiskel ashiris is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Ramah. It's right in the beginning of Hilchos Tztaka. So this is Yerideya Simen Reish Mem Zayin. The Mechaber says as follows. Sif Dalet. Hat Tztaka doiches agzeres akoshes. Tztaka is doiches agzeres akoshes. Uberov tatzel mimofes. And it's something that even if a person will at some point find himself in hunger, but tatzel mimofes. Kemosh me'ira l'tzorfes. Tzok Ramah. V'hima asheres. Not just that, if a person gives tztaka, it's ma'asheres. Then the Ramah says, but also l'nasos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also for a person to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki im bedavar zeh, with anything, with the exception of this, meaning this is the only thing with which a person is allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenema, the pasuk says, u'bechanuni no bezois. Now what's the rest of the story? It's a gemara, m'sach des tainis, daf tes amir aleph. The gemara says, ashkeche Rabbi Yochanan liyonuka de Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan once met the child of Reish Lakish. Amalei told him, emeli psukech. Rabbi Yochanan used to ask people, psukli psukech. So he told him, emeli psukech. I want to hear a pasuk. Just tell me a pasuk. Amalei. So he told him, asa ta asa. called him a good pasuk. He said, "Asatasa amalei my asatasa." What does it mean? Amalei asa b'shvil shetes asha. It means that a person can give ma'isa. When he gives ma'isa, he can even have in zin that he's doing it b'shvil shetes asha. Amalei. Say he told him minalach. He says, "How do you know that that's true?" Mechtei said, "That's the pshat." Amalei zil nasi. Try it. See, give ma'isa, and you'll see yourself if it's the pshat or if it's not the pshat. Amalei misharu l'nesuil hakadosh baruch hu. Are you allowed to test hakadosh baruch hu? This is the child talking to Rabbi Yechon. Says you're allowed to test hakadosh baruch hu. V'ksiv the pasuk says loy tenasu es Hashem. Amalei Rabbi Yechon told the child hachiyam refoishia said chutz mizu. This is the one exception. Shenemer the pasuk says haviu was kol ha'maisa beisa oitzer. Vehi terep beveisi. Bring all the ma'isa to the base of Oitzer. Ubechanuni na bezois amra Hashem tzvokas. Bechanuni is meloshim bechino. Test me, says Hashem. Im loy eftach lechem es harubes hashomayim varikois lechem bracha ad belida. You want to test me? You can test me. Bring the tefuah and to the Beis HaMikdash, give chumas and maestras, and you'll see that because of this, what do you see from here? You see that a person can test the Kadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to maestra. Incidentally, you also see that only the maestra, only with this. This is the only time you're able to test. Zokhtu Ramah, here in Hilchas Stokah, that stock is maasheres, for osel and nasis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiim bedover hazeh, shenemer ubechanuni no bezois. Then the Ramah says, v'yesha oimrim, there are some that say, the dafka ben asinas meiser mutal anasis hakadosh baruch hu. Avoloi b'shar tzedaka. What does this gemara have to do with tzedaka? This gemara is talking about bring meisers. Doesn't say anything about tzedaka. Says oktar ama yesh oimrim that really it's dafka by tzedaka, but about meiser. But as it relates to tzedaka, maybe not. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva, he brings already a kadmoinisha. Convert Shmuz, the Shla, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Shelos Yaivitz, where they all were medayik. That one thing you see for sure in the Ramah. The Ramah held, the Chura, that Meiser Ksofer, for sure there's an Indian of Ubechanuni Nobezois. The question is, does it relate to old Stalker, or does it not relate to old Stalker? How do you know that? Because if it's not true for Meiser Ksofer, then why is the Ramah bringing it? L'chura, it would be more of a Hilchas Sala Mashicha, maybe. But from the fact that the Ramah is bringing it, and certainly he's bringing it here in Hilchas Staka, so it sounds like this is a halacha that's Nageya, it sounds like this is a halacha that's for sure Nageya Maisik Safim, and the whole Shaila is whether it's Nageya Hilchas Staka or it's not Nageya Hilchas Staka. L'maisa, the Shla Kaddish is Chaylik, and the Shla, and this is in the Sefer Ner Mitzvah in Masechtas Megillah, it's Ois Chafei, Ois Chavav, and he says it's poshet to him that there's no Bechanuni no Bezois when it comes to Tztaka, and it's poshet there's no Bechanuni no Bezois when it comes to even Maisik Sofer. Now to be clear, says the Shla, I don't mean that Tztaka is not Ma'asheres. It's poshet, it's Ma'asheres. He says, I ain't getting Daf Zayin, Ksubas Daf Sam Vichvav, the Maisa with Naktim and Ben-Gurion, Melach, Mom, and Chaser. He says, there's plenty of Chazals that say that if a person gives Stokah, he's not going to lose out, and now he's not going to lose out, Ma'asheres. We once spoke at an epic Afla, Masechtas Ksubas. It'll be a related rabbi. But the point is, it's poshet that Stokah is Ma'asheres. On the Gemara, Masechtas Gittin, Ein HaKoymetz Masfiya, sorry. But that's not even a question that that's the way it is. But in terms of whether you have a right to priv Hashem, b'chanuni no b'zayis, that's a sugi nilchas meiser, and not just meiser, it's meiser tefuah, like the pasuk over there is talking about, and as a result, it's not negeh. L'meis at the end, after this whole shmuz, he says as follows, u'mikom makom zeh yochel adam lasis. He says, this a person could do. Kishenoisin tzedakah when he gives tzedakah, meaning, loisin asu as Hashem, don't stop playing games. That's something you're not allowed to do. But you want to know something you could do, this you could do. And this is a tefillah sashla. Lehispalu l'kadosh baruch hu, shelo yavoy hu v'zari li demidazu. What a person could do is he could say a tefillah. When a person's giving tzedakah, he should daven, that he should never have to come on to tzedakah himself, and not his mishpacha. The isim v'mesach, the Shabbos, perek shoyl, tanya. Rebbe Eliezer, kapra oylem, lo oylem yivakish adem rachim l'amidazu. A person should always daven. Shem hu loy ba, b'noy ba. Then benoy loy ba, ben benoy ba. She nemar ki beglal adavar hazeh, tonit v'rab yishmol, galgal hu shechoyzer ba'oylam. That it's a galgal achoyzer ba'oylam. Either way, a person has to be careful that knowing what his situation is going to be and how it's going to change. And he says, a good idea is that when a person gives tzedakah, you should always say a tefillah. But the bottom line is, and this is true for everybody, it's true even for an Arman that's giving tzedakah. And the emes is that it's a school of Ashiras, like we say, very, very interesting conversation. Either way, a little bit more Gemara as we return to our regular program. which is Gittin. Not nearly as many digressions in Masechtas Gittin as we had in Masechtas Soita. We're going to be talking about B'fanei Nechtem again by tomorrow. Either way, Zokti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meirekem LeMizrach V'chul. So the Mishnah went through all the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. What's the boundary to the north? So the boundary to the north is Akoi. Me Akoi L'Tzofoin V'Akoi K'Tzofoin. It sounds like Akoi is to the north of Eretz Yisrael. Now it is to the north of Eretz Yisrael. If you open a map, you'll know it's to the north of Eretz Yisrael. That's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is that it's the northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So if you travel north from Akoi, you're already in Chutz Laaretz. For a minute, I'll ask you a kasha from a Tosefta in Masechtas Aholos. If somebody was traveling from Akoi to Chziv, so he's traveling north from Akoi to Chziv, to his right, Mizrach, which will be east, Haderach of the road Tmeya, Mishum Eretz Amim, has Tumas Eretz Amim, Upturman Amaisum and Ashvias. Additionally, you potter from Meiser and Shvias from anything that grows there, Achievadal Chashri Chayavis, until proven otherwise. Meaning, unless you're told that that part, punkt, is part of Eretz Yisrael. But you could always assume that if you're traveling north from Akri Techziv, that anything to your right is going to be part of Eretz Amim. Mismoiloi Lamayrev, anything to your left, meaning towards the west, Haderech, Tahoyram, Bishnum, Eretz Amim, is going to be Tar from Eretz Amim, meaning it's considered Eretz Yisrael, Vichayevis Memeiser, and Yechayev Memeiser, Ubishvias, and all the laws of Shvias, Achivavel Chashipturo, unless you're told otherwise, Ad Hechon, how far, Zakhti Gemara, Ad Kiziv, up until Kiziv. But what do you see from Rabbi Shmuel ber Rabbi Yosi? I remember Mishum Abir. Rabbi Shmuel ber Yosi said the name of his father Rabbi Yosi. Ad Lavlavoy. It's not up until Kziv, it's still Lavlavoy. Either way, you see from here that even if you're traveling north of Akoi, you're still going to be in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, everything to the left is going to be part of Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says Akoi Litzofin v'Akoi Kitzofin. What do you mean? Lachura. You see, even north of Akoi, all the way up to Kziv or up to Lavlavoy, is still going to be considered part of Eretz Yisrael, albeit to the left. Amar Abaya said Ritzua Nafka. When the Mishnah says that Akoi is the northern border, what it means is the last large parcel of land, wide, break the parcel of land, is Akoi. Now, from Akoi to Gziv, or Akoi to Lavlavoi, it was a little strip. It was a Ritzua of land. And being that all it was a Ritzua, it wasn't so Chashem, and therefore the Tanya of the Mishnah didn't mention it. But Enochinami, when the Mishnah says that Akoi is the border, it's a little bit of a misnomer. You have to read the not such fine print. You have to realize that it doesn't mean that if you go north of Akoi, you're not going to be in Eretz Yisrael anymore. You rather will be in Eretz Yisrael. But being that all it is a Ritzua, so it's for that reason, it's not so Chashem, and therefore we're not mentioning it. Zokti Gemara, V'yov Tana Simona Hachi, where the Tana use a Ritzua as a point of reference in terms of determining what's Eretz Yisrael and what's not Eretz Yisrael? Meaning, we're using a Ritzua, we're using a strip as a point of reference. Now, Tosfos asks, I don't understand. You have to know where Eretz Yisrael is. And if the only way to describe and define where Eretz Yisrael is by using this strip of land, then you have no choice. I mean, if there was another way to explain it, I would explain it in another way. I ain't Tosfos. But either way, that's the Gemara's kasha. Would you use the Ritzua as a mokim? The Gemara says, in, because Kro Nami Yov Simona. You find the Pasuk already did this. The Chsiv, and this is the Pasuk in Shoiften. The Pasuk says, Vayomru, they said, Hinei Chag Hashem B'Shiloi. There's a festival, there's a yontif happening in Shiloh, miyamim yamima. This goes back already ages. Hashem mitzvoyna lebeisel, with Shiloh. It was to the north of Beisel. Mizrocha Hashemesh, it's to the east, la mesila, to the path, ha'ula mi Beisel Shchema, which leads from Beisel to Shchem, uminegav lelevoyna, and it's to the south of Levoyna. But this is a city, Shiloh, and we're describing where the city is on the map, and you want to know where it is? It's to the east of a path. It's to the east of a certain highway. Oh, so you say, Meris, that the Pasuk already used a mesila as a frame of reference to describe the location of something, and if the Pasuk can do it, the Tanakh can do it, and we will stop here. Either V'amar Rapapa, just see the Rapapa said, L'mizracha shal mesila, it means to the mizracha the mesila, means what we just said, meaning it's to the eat of the bath. So you see that sometimes the Pasuk would do it, and if the Pasuk would do it, so the Tanakh could do it as well. Either way, two ha'aris, light, as it relates to today's light daf. So the first aura is, the Gemara was talking about how terrible and severe it is if a person is matal eimi yisera b'toich beisai. Lo'oilam al yatal odam eimi yisera b'toich beisai. Rav Chizda said, you shouldn't do it because Pelegish Begivah came about. and Pelegish Begiva resulted in tens of thousands of Yidden dying. Rav Yehuda and Rav said, don't do it, because if a person is matal emi yaseir b'taych besa, it could lead to sholish averis. Kuli harayish shvichas domim, and not a b'dezara, but chil Shabbos. Rav Avo said a person shouldn't be matal emi yaseir b'taych besa, because an Adam Gadol was matal emi yaseir b'taych besa, and he almost ate a Dover Gadol. And what was the Dover Gadol? He almost ate Eva Menachai. Spoke at the Ara of the Ion Yaakov, who said it's only an Ema Yisera that a person should not be matal b'toich besoy, but a healthy amount of Ema is maybe not such a bad thing. But either way, the Gemara, when it initially brought Rav Avoh's Memra, and that is, La'olam ha'yatol Adam Ema Yisera b'toich besoy, shari Adam Gadol hitol Ema Yisera b'toich besoy, da'chilu Dover Gadol. It sounded like this Adam Gadol actually ate the Dover Gadol. And the Gemara said, is that possible? Is it possible that an Adam Gadol would have eaten a Dover Gadol? Hashto behemto shal tzadikim ena kadosh baruch hu mevi takala yadam tzadikim atzmo le'koshkein. We know that the Eibishta protected the Chamor of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. And if the Eibishta protected the Chamor of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, then certainly the Eibishta would protect tzadikim themselves. If the behemoth of the tzadik was protected, certainly the tzadik himself. And it was because of this the Gemara edited Rav Avoh's statement, and the Maaser Rav Avoh told over that Adam Gadol didn't really eat the Dover Gadol. He almost ate the Dover Gadol. Tosfos here, on the top of the Yomi, very famously, and this Tosfos is in many places in Shas, says that it sounds like from this Gemara that Hashem protects tzadikim, that tzadikim don't come l'idei aveira. Great Tosfos, how can you say that? There's many Gemaras in Shas where you find there were great tzadikim tanam that did aveiras. Maybe the most famous one is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. The Mishnah says, lo yikra loy raner. A person is not allowed to learn on Shabbos, loy raner. Why not? We're afraid that maybe while the person is learning, he's going to be matted in air and he's going to be over in Avera. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha heard this halacha and he says, what? You're concerned that a person is going to be matted in air on air? Ani ekrav alayata. The Gemara says, l'besoyv kar v'hito, v'kosav al pinkose, ani Shmuel ben Elisha karisi v'otisi, l'ksheibon v'is hamikdash avichat tashmen. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Shmuel was kar v'hito. What happened to Ashta Behemton Shal Sadiqim Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevita Kol Al Yodon Sadiqim Atzmele Kolshkein? Taisa brings a Gemara Masechtas Chagiga where Yehuda Ben Tabai once killed an Eid Zoymeh when really he wasn't supposed to have killed him. He brings a Gemara Ksubas Tav Chavches where there was an Eved and they were Mailim LeKahuna. Many places in Shas where you find that Sadiqim were Nechshol in terrible, terrible Averis. How does it stem with this Gemara? It says, Toisviz, Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a kasha. Why? Because the only time that a tzaddik has shmira is when it's a midid achila. By midid achila, then the tzaddik has shmira. And the reason is, the gnayu le tzaddik she'oichol dover isser. Because it's a gnay if a tzaddik eats a dover isser. But if it comes to anything other than midid achila, over there, you're not necessarily going to have that shmira. Now the question is, number one, what's so unique about midi d'achila? When it comes to midi d'achila, then you have a special shmira, then you're going to be protected. Why would midi d'achila be different? So over the years, we've spoken that poshup shah maybe is, because when a person eats macholos asuras, in addition to the isser, in addition to the yeridea component, there's also a timtum alev that comes along with eating macholos asuras. And it's mavur in the svarim that the timtum alev that can come from eating macholos asuras is true whether the person ate b'meisid, or even if he ate a b'shoigig or ba'oynes. Anytime a person eats macholos asuras, it's nayach for a person to come l'idei timtum alev. And it's for that reason you could have thought that that's why the tzaddik needs a special shmira when it comes to this inyan. And the reason is because amtz the iser, maybe the iser of macholos asuras is not as chomer, let's say, as what Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha did when he was kara v'hita. But what Rabbi Shmuel did at the end of the day was b'shoigig, therefore avichat hashmeina. But if a person eats macholos asuras b'shoigig, there's going to be the effect of the macholos asuras, and as a result, maybe that's why he has that special shmir. Another thing that we've spoken about over the years is akasha that the Chida asks in his Pesach Inayin, in the Masechtas Nedarim Daf Yud. And over the years, we found this kasha in different places, and that is the Gemara says in Masechtas Nedarim, Chasidim Arishonim hoyu mesavim lahavi chatas. The Chasidim Arishonim had a taiva to bring a carbon chatas, lefisha ena kadosh baruch hu maybe takol al yad. The reason they had a taiva to bring carbon chatas, because it never played itself out for them to have to bring a carbon chatas. When do you bring a carbon chatas? If you do an aver b'shoigi. But the chassidim are rishonim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takol ayadam, so they never had to bring a carbon chatas. What did they do? They would get up, and they would be makabel naziris, because a nazir, when he completes his naziris, has to bring three karbonis, one of them is a chatas, and like this, they were able to fulfill this taiva they had to be able to bring a carbon feitach chidah. I understand. The chassidim are rishonim at a shmirah that they never had to bring a carbon chatas. The chur of the makar is the gemara. Hash to the henten shal tzadikim. Ein hakadosh baruch hu. Maybe takal ayadam. Tzadikim atzmo lekoshkim. But Rabbeinu Tam said throughout Shas that that's only true when it comes to machalos sasuros. But all others, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was going to have to bring a carbon chatas. So where do you have this inyan that chasidim arishoinim ein hakadosh baruch hu maybe takal ayadam when it comes to all mitzvahs lechayre it's a kasha on toisvus and really it's a kasha from all these gemaras which are toisvus is raised. There's your that really the tzaddikim don't have a shmira in any Indian other than when it comes to macholis sasurois. And the Chida says a beautiful terence. The Chida says that maybe pshat is that tzaddikim l'chud and chassidim l'chud. And in our nusach, we've spoken at many times, the Marsha in the end of the second parak of Masechtas Tainis, where the Marsha says that there are four madrigas in Avodas Hashem, and it's merumis in the name Yitzchak. Yashar, tzaddik, chassid, and kaddish. Yashar is the lowest of the four, then comes the tzaddik, then comes the chassid, then comes the kaddish. But the chassid is on a higher level of the tzaddik. The tzaddik has shmira, but only from midi da'achila. But could be the chassid has a bigger shmira, and his shmira is from all in yon. Hashto behemtim shal tzaddikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol al yodom. Tzaddikim atzma loikoshkein, the shmira of the tzaddik, that's midi da'achila. The gnayu l'tzaddik, sh'aychol dover is. But as it relates to the chassidim arishoinim, they were chassidim. They had a higher level of shmira. And the emes is, you see in many, many psukim, the Indian of the chassid associated with shmira, raglei chassid of Yishmar. So you find this Indian, shomer nafshes chassidim, you find that the Eibishter protects the chassid. And the chassid has a special shmira, and it plays itself out, not only a shmira from dangerous things, but a shmira min aveira. So the tzaddikim in Gittin Dav Zayin Amar Aleph Zokra Veiru Tam, they only have a shmira from Midi Dachilo. But the chassidim arishoinim, they had shmira from everything. And because the chassidim arishoinim had shmira from everything, so it's for that reason, as it relates to the chassidim, they were protected, and that's why they had no choice. But if they were going to bring a carbon chatas, they had to be mekabel nazir. But this is all raid we've spoken about more than once and more than twice. But ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. I'll tell you a davar nifla that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from Hagoyin Rav David Yoel Weiss, and this is in Parshas Chayesara. There's a medrash in Parshas Chayesara. The medrash says as follows. The medrash is talking about Eliezer Eved Avraham, who arrives in the house of Lavan, and Besuel is going to find a wife for Yitzchak, Rivka, and the pasuk says, "Vayovay ho'ish habaisa." Eliezer arrived, "Vayifatach hagmalim." Vayiten kevin u'mispa like malim u'mayim lichetz ragla v'ragla anosha masha ita. So the pasuk says he came, "Vayifatach hagmalim." What does it mean, "Vayifatach"? So the medrash hitir zimumeim. He removed the muzzles from the camels, meaning when Eliezer was traveling with Avram Avinu's camels, they had muzzles. When he arrives in the house of love and he wanted to give them to eat, you can't eat if you have a muzzle. So when he had to unlock their mouth, and like this, Vayifatach, he opened up their mouths, he removed the muzzles, like this they were able to eat. Zokta Gemara, Rafuna, Rabbi Yirmi Yashal, the Rabbi Chia Barabba. Rafuna, Rabbi Yirmi, they asked Rabbi Chia Barabba, Loi hoyug malav shal Avram Avinu doimim lechamayre shal Rapinchas ben Yar. Says, I don't understand. The gmalim of Avram Avinu were less chashev than the chamar of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Does that make any sense? And then the Gemara goes on, the Medrash does, and tells the story. Chamar did Rav Pinchas Ben Yair nasbul estoy. He was captured. He didn't want to eat. They couldn't figure out what was going on. And then they were mafish trumas and maishes, and finally was able to eat. But either way, this was the kasha that Rav Huna and Rav Yirmiya asked Rav Chia Bar Abba. Says, I don't understand this story. He says, why did the camels of Avram Avinu need a muzzle? Either way, there's a lot going on. And this is in Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah. He says, I don't understand the kash. Tosfos says throughout Shas, that the whole shmira of the tzaddikim, and a behemta shel tzaddikim is for macholis asuros. So if you eat nevela, you treifa, you tevel, you eat something you're not allowed to eat, that's what you have the shmirah from. And that's what Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoris Chamar didn't want to eat, and that's what Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel had shmirah from in our daf. Why did Avram Avinu's camels need muzzles? Because of gzela, Rashi says in Chumash, it was related to gzela, and if it was because of gzela, has nothing to do with machalos asuras. If somebody eats something that he stole, is that machalos asuras? So you're going to say, I don't know, maybe, right? You're eating something that's not yours. First of all, no, it's not machalos asuras, it's glat kosher, it has a batatz hashkocha. What does it have to do with anything? Gzela luchud and machalos asuras luchud, it's not the same thing. But besides, Tosfos speaks out mefurish here, now with Tosfos, that if somebody eats before Havdalah, even though it's not something you're allowed to do, but it's not considered hashta behemta shal tzadikim, you have no shmir on that. Why? Because it's not machalos asuras. And the lamdas Tosfos says is machalos asuras is when it's issa cheftza. But if it's a gavra, even though I'm not allowed to eat it, but that doesn't make a machalos asuras. It's afraid to chsam soif. I don't understand the kasha. What were they asking? What's Pashup Shana in this kasha? I don't understand it. Says Rab David Yoel Weiss, Dover Nifla, Kedarku Bakoidish. Says there's a Ovester Rab Nosson, where the Ovester Rab Nosson talks about the behemoth of Avram Avinu. Listen to this lashon. Kishem Shat Sadikim Arishoinim, Hoyu Chasidim. Interesting lashon. Kishem Shat Sadikim Arishoinim, Hoyu Chasidim. Kach Behemtim Hoyu Chasidois. Their behemoths were chasidus. Amru, gemalov shel Avram Avinu, loy nichnesu lebayis, sheyesh bay avodas kechavim. The camels of Avram Avinu would not enter a bayis where there was avodas zara. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'anoichi pinisi habayis, umakam legmalov. V'anoichi pinisi habayis, mitrofim. And then afterwards, they were willing to enter. Melami shalei nichnesu lebayis, lovin arami, ad shepinu kol avodas kechavim mipneya. So you see that the animals of Avram Avinu, they wouldn't have even entered the house where there was a base of Avodah Zarah. Frank Rav David Yoel Weiss, what pshat in this? This mamash has no pshat. Tosfos says that the whole shmir, it's a mefurish of Tosfos and Shas. But Tosfos didn't know this. Obviously, Rav Nosson, the Teretz says, Kishem Shat Tzadikim Arishoinim Hoyu Chasidim, Kach Behemtim Hoyu Chasidois. The behemoth of Rav Pinchas Ben Yor was a tzaddik. Oh, but the behemoths of Avram Avinu were on the Madrega of Chusid. It's a whole different Madrega. The tzaddik shmir is only from Midi Dachilo, the Gnaivohem. That's Tosfos and Gittin. Oh, the Chasidim Arishoinim, you find the Gemara says in the Dharm Daf, you like the Chidah said in Pesach Einayim, that they have a higher level of shmir. Here, they don't do any Averis. Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu, Takol HaYodim, they do zero Averis. Why? Because they have this special shmir from everything, and that's why they had no choice. But if they wanted to bring a Karban Chatos, they would have to be Menadav and Aziris. That was the only way that they would be able to bring a Karban Chatos. The behemoth of Avram Avinu was on the Madrega of Chasid, and therefore they wouldn't have even entered a house where there was Avodah Zarah, and that's why they didn't need Shmira even from Gezela, and that's Pshat in the Medrash. That's the Teretz Tzedek Samsoif is Kasha. That's the first Ara. The second Ara, also quick, and that is that the Gemara says, Shloisha Dvarim Tzarech Adam Loimer B'toich Beisei Erev Shabbos. There are three things that a person has to say in his house Erev Shabbos. Asartem, Araftem, Hadliku Asana. And those three things, Tzarech L'meimrina B'nichusa. You have to make sure that you say it B'nichusa. You have to make sure that you say it in a very, very calm way. You don't want to say it in a very, very nervous way. So this is also something that we've spoken about in the past, not once, not twice, but more than that. But again, in Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, the Maram Shif, and this is a Masechtas Gittin, but it's not on this Gemara. It's Lekamon on Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph. He says a Dover Nifla in our Gemara. The Gemara that tells the story, Hani Beit Shrei, the Igru B'hu Satan. There were two people that the Satan had gotten the better of them. How so? The Chol Beis Shimshi. Every Friday, Bein Hashmashes, every Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Bein Hashmashes, have a comments about the Adadi. They would kill each other. They would, mamash, a fight would break out. It says the Gemara, Iknu Ramei Lohasan. The mayor arrived in this city, Akvinu Tlasa Beis Shimshi. He stayed there for three Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashes, Ado Ovid Luhu Shlomo, until he was finally able to make Shalom between them. Shame de Ka'amer. And he heard them say, "Vay da afkira meilahu gavra mi beisei." They heard the sultan say that, "Vay da afkira meilahu gavra mi beisei." That Ramey was able to figure out a way to get the sultan to go away. But the point is that there was these two people. They were fighting, and the fight would break out always at the same time. It was always bein hashmashes, erev Shabbos Kodesh. Zoktim Ram Shif, what's Pashup Shah? Why did this fight always happen, erev Shabbos? Bein Hashmashes.
So pshat is based on a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin that I involve in the base. It's in Perek Asar Yuchsin. The Gemara is talking about Yichas. So the Gemara says, counterintuitively, ironically, a gabbait stalker, you don't have to be boidik as Yichas. Not necessary. Someone read you a shidduch, gabbait stalker. You know all the schmutz you could possibly know, you would know already. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, Bosh, because give it a mimnu bahadi inshi, because being that this person has to fight with people to try to schlep money from them, don't my marmi mashkin all that stalker, vafilu b'erev Shabbos, and you're allowed to go after people for stalker, even on Erev Shabbos, in Isa de Ikka, if there was anything negative that needed to be told about this person, Islay Gola, you would already know it. If somebody runs for office, you know all the schmutz about this person already. It's not necessary to look in anymore. Whatever needed to be heard, Rachman al-Utsal was already heard. Says the Gemara, this was true amal for the Gabbait Stalker. Anything that needs to be known about the Gabbait Stalker is going to be known. Why? Because he's going after money, and as a result, people are fighting with him. And by the way, he can even go after people on Erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos, that's like part of the punchline. What does Erev Shabbos have to do with anything? Zok Rashi, Tafilu Erev Shabbos, Sha'adam Torud. A person Erev Shabbos is tarud, umitoich kach, meriven imohem, umvazenoisam. Erev Shabbos is when a person unleashes his wrath. And as a result, this is a time where there's going to be tremendous machloikis, and that's when you have to be very, very careful. And that's why, if the Gabbai Tzedakah, you didn't hear any shmutz, there's nothing to be said. So this is Pashup Shad in this Gemara. Every Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashes, this Indian used to come out, and as a result, this was Zoktim Ram Shiv. That's Pshad in the Gemara, in Masechtis, getting the Vav on the base. The Gemara says the three things that you have to say Erev Shabbos. Make sure you say it Benichusa. Why is this the one place you find this in? These three things, it's because these three things you say Erev Shabbos. And you don't just say it Erev Shabbos. You say it Erev Shabbos, Samach L'Chashecha. That's when you're supposed to say it. See, Imam is saying it Bein HaShmashes. So, Tzarech L'Meimem Bein Ichusa, because this is a time where fights can break out, because everyone's nervous, that Torah, you have to make Shabbos, you're running, you're coming, and that's why Chazal spoke it out right here. Oh, but the emes is, this Inyan of Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmashes, being the time that's Mesugal L'Machloikis, has a deeper meaning as well. Meaning the Pashup Shad is, the Tam Nigla is, because you're harried because of what's going on. But there's a little bit of a pnimius associated with it as well. And that is that it's Mavur in the Svarim that Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashes, as Shabbos is about to happen, the Satan comes and he tries very, very hard to bring Machloikis. The Chida in a Sefer Meir Be'etzba, he says the following: as the sun is setting a Friday night, old school, but it's an ace mesukin. It's a very, very dangerous time for there to be machloikis bein ish leishtoy. And the sitra achra tries very, very hard to make a machloikis. Someone that has Yerushamayim, Yaakov Yitzray, he's going to overcome his Yetzahara, Shlo Yerushum Machloikis Vahakpata, Vahadarabba Yevaki Shalom. That's what he's going to do. He's going to go out of his way to try to bring Shalom. The Ben Ishchai, in his Halachos, brings it. This is in Chelik Beis, it's in Parshas Vayera, and he has a whole Arichas on this Indian. He says, that's why we say, Boyi Kala, Boyi Kala, Boyi Kala. Boyi, he says, B'Gematria 13, which is the Gematria of Ahava, because as Shabbos comes, we have to fight the Sitra Achra, we have to make sure that he's going to be Ahava. So he says like this, Vida, Kinei Kala, Adam O'isik Tatum Riven, Ishtay Oibonov, Oim Mesharsav. Any person that gets into a fight with his wife, his children, again, old school, Misharsa Vaday Niraloy Shadin Imoy. Right? Usually, very often, he's in the right. And it's not wrong for fighting. Any person that has any seichel, bin yoven, he's going to understand. That if somebody in your family did something mamish Friday night, it's not really coming from them. The ains and maisi adayim. They're not really the ones that are doing it. Elohu maisa satan. All it is a maisa satan. Gidei lecharche rivu modem de esahi. V'mas satan oimed kenegado ishna oyam nishores. U'machshila binyone abayis lasois dovish enem besukil abal abayis. Ma'koichem litchais ha-satan. You have tainas? He says, they're overcome by the satan. V'chiyesh odam shiyuchal lehilochem v'mas satan u'lenatzchai. Mise yoima yochalti veno tzachtiv. Al kein kolish maven kishayira is a mixture of chesrim bin yonim shalabayis la yosim ashmal ishtoyim musharis of loravitam eloyitin la libam. He should understand that everything that's happening is happening from the satan. But the point is, you see from here, that there's a pinimiyistig inyan. And that is, like the Chidah says in his Meir of Etzba, that the Sidra Achra Kaloisa Mincha, he's Tereches Harbe Lechar Chariv, he tries very, very hard to pick a fight. He tries very, very hard to make some form of machloikis. We mentioned earlier the Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach, and this is in Nesach de Shabbos, so he talks about this inyan as well. And he says that the Pasuk says, Lo Sevaru Eish, Bechol Moish Veisechem, Beyoy Mashabbos. Zok de Shlach, Lo Sevaru Eish, Bechol Moish Veisechem. Pasha means you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. Adliku Asaneh. That's something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But Lo Sevaru Eish, Bechol Moish Veisechem, Beyoy Mashabbos also means the Eish of Kass. And a person has to be very careful on Shabbos. Lo Sevaru Eish, Bechol Moish Veisechem. In fact, he says what the Bnei Soscha is, Meirichin is Mamoria Shabbos, that Loy is Begamatria 31, and that's Alpida Rizal, that Tois for Shabbos is really supposed to be 31 hours. From Chatzos and Erev Shabbos, you have 6 hours Erev Shabbos, and 1 hour after Shabbos. So 31 hours is supposed to be a Bechino of Lois Nevaru Eish Bechol Moish Veisechem Yem HaShabbos. We once spoke out, what I think maybe is Emes, is the Shlach Kodesh says that if a person gets Bekas on Shabbos, he says, Al Kain Aveiru Kfulohi, Mishamara Kaspa Shabbos. That a person that gets Bekaspa Shabbos, not just an Aveira, it's an Aveira Kfula. Right? It's a funny lashon. We spoke about this in the end of Masach de Soita. Mishameis Rebbe Huchpulu Hatzores. What does this mean? That if a person gets Bekas on Shabbos, it's not just an Aveira, but it's an Aveira Kfula. But maybe the pshat is that Reb Chaim Vital brings from the Arizal. He says, quote, this is in Shar Ruach HaKodesh. Vihine Moirizal Hoyamakbet Binyan Akas, Yoise Mikol Shar Aveiras. The Arizal was more makbin about kas than all other averus. Afilu kshu kais b'shvul mitzvah. Ukeinim moish. You find my moish rabbeinu. He was balachal kas and he was balachal tois. For your noising tamlas ever oimer. He would say the following. Kalei kol shara averus inam poigman elo kol avera v'avera poigemes everecha. If a person does an avera, it's poigim one ever. Avo midas hagas poigemes kol aneshama kula. It's poigim the entire neshama umachlev oisol legamri. And what it does is it takes the entire neshama and it's machlev it. So on some level, when a person gets pikas, he epis loses his neshama. Vo inyanu ki kashi iskay so adam hine ha neshama hakedoisha mistalekes mimenu legamri. He loses his neshama. V'nechneses bimkoyma. This is already heavy kabbalah nefesh. V'zeh soid moisha v'chulu v'chulu. But what happens at that reason when a person gets pikas? His neshama's mistalekes mimenu. Ordinarily, a person has a neshama. On Shabbos, you have a neshama yisera. That's maybe what the chidah means. V'alkein avera kfulehi mishamara kas b'Shabbos. Because inside, when a person gets kas, what's the avera? Nishmasa is mistalekes mimenu. So namal, it's one chet, but now it's kfula because now you're losing not one neshama, you're losing two neshamas. You're losing your neshama yisera as well. But the bottom line is, so we have two timing over here for this inyan, that when a person gets bikas, that or when it comes Shabbos time, it's a zman where a person is olol to maybe come lidei machloikis befrat bein ishla ishtoi bein masharsav, and this is a time where a person has to be extra careful. What's the pshat? Posh pshat is Rashi and Kedusha. That I involve on the base, but there's a tam pnimi as well. Kimavur in the chidah and the shlach kodesh. This Indian like savaru eish b'chol moish v'seichav yom haShabbos that the sitter achron wants very much that a person should be bekas on Shabbos because it's so important that a person not be bekas. But either way, coming back to the Ram Shif of an art in Gittin Daf Nun Beis. So he's just messiahing with one Indian. He says, the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes on the Beis. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Shnei Malachi Ashores, Melav and Loilo Adam Erev Shabbos from Beis HaKnesses. There are two Malachi Ashores that are Melav a person Erev Shabbos from the Beis HaKnesses. Echo Toy ve Echo Dro. One is a good Malach and the other is a bad Malach. Kshabal a Beis Noi. When the person comes home, Umatza, and he finds Ner Dolok, Veshulchan Aruch, Umitasim Mutzas, the house is Shabbistig, Maloch Toiv Oimer, the good Maloch says, Yehiratzin Shetelo Shabbos Acheres, Kach, Umaloch Ra Oine Amen, Bal Korche, and the Maloch Ra is forced to answer Amen. He's not given a choice. Vim Lav, and if not, if when the person comes home, the house doesn't look Shabbistig, then the Malach Ra talks, and he says, "Yiratzin Shetelo Shabbos Acheres Kach." This is the way it should be next week as well. Umalach Toiv Oino Amin Bal Karche, and the Malach Toiv is forced. He's forced to say Amin. Says the Ram Shif that I think what this Gemara really means is that when a person comes home and he walks into his house Friday night, if there's shalom in the house, as represented, this is a peaceful house. The house is set, Everything is set up nicely. But this menucha that comes from Shalom, Bein Ish L'Ishtoi, if that's the house that the Malachim walk in, the Malach Toiv is going to give a bracha and the Malach Ra is going to be forced to answer Amen. And Fakert, the Malach Ra is going to be the one that's going to say the Yehiratzen, and the Malach Toiv is going to be the one that's going to be forced to say the Amen. The real oimik of that Gemara is there Shalom in the bias, or is there not Shalom in the bias? Valderech say Yesh L'Chaven. So says Ram Shift that based on this, maybe that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Sur Meira Ve'ase Toiv, Bake Shalom V'Ratfeo. Sur Meira, Men HaMalach Ra. Try to get away from the Malach Ra. Every Friday night there's a Malach Ra. He's there. He's there. It's Hezeka Matzoi. He's Pasha walking you home. Right? You're walking home with Malachim. You forget, one of them is a Malach Ra. So there's a Malach Ra, Mamish, flank to your left. Sur Meira, try to get away from him. V'asei toiv, rotzoloimer, asei oisa toiv. Asei toiv, make the Malach Ra into a Malach toiv. Shetzorach sheyan amin bakarcha. How do you make him a Malach toiv? If he's going to be forced to say amen, he's now going to be a Malach toiv. V'ayidei ma, how are you going to do that? Bakei shaloim, kirameya. You should try to find Shalom like Rameyer. Like Rameyer did that Erev Shabbos, he would make sure there was Shalom. He stayed the three Shabbosim to those two Chever that were fighting. Every single Erev Shabbos, they would stop fighting. V'rotheyu l'raha niskar. And force the Satan out. Throw him away. K'mesha Amar. Like the Satan himself said, V'ayda afki Rameyer l'haygavr v'chulu. He says, that's the taish. Sur meyra v'asei toy baka shalom v'rotheyu. Anaya taish. A drush taish from the Ram Shif here in the Gemara Masechtas Gittin. He says, that's the oimik in that Gemara. I think the real oimik is pasha. I think the oimik is, and we spoke a lot about this when we learned Masechta Shabbos, Perek Mem Madlikim. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is a mitzvah, but it's mavur in the Sfarim. Shabbos is also the Shechina. Shabbos HaMelech, the Rambam refers to it. Shabbos HaMalkus, more familiar in the Sfarim. But Shabbos is the Melech. So when Shabbos comes, the Melech, the Malkus, the Shechina is going to be in your house. The Shechina can only come if there's Shalom. Shalom b'neim, Shechina b'neim. But if there's no Shalom b'neim, there's no Shechina b'neim. So it's Pashit. That's the Oymek over here. The Oymek is you're about to make Shabbos. Shabbos means, what is Shabbos? This is Aleph Beis. Shabbos and this is not Shtickle Torah. It's not a raid bite. This is Aleph Beis. Shabbos and the Svarim is the Shechina. So you're inviting the Shechina into your house. It's very, very simple. The Shechina can't enter your house if there's no Shalom in your house. It's back to the envelope arithmetic. So what happens as the Mdumei Chama come, as it's Mamish, the sun's about to set, so all of a sudden the Sitra Acher comes, and what's the Avoida? The Avoida is, how come on Tuesday we don't kiff this Machloikis? Because Tuesday is not Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos, and the Shechin is coming. You're about to invite the Shechin into your house. He's going to come in if it's Shaykh him to come, if not, not. If you come and the Shalom, then the Shechin is going to be there, and then there's going to be Brachis, and then everyone's going to say, Amen, Yehiratzin for the next week. And if not, not. But the key is that when Shabbos comes, you're inviting the Shechina, Boyi Kala, Boyi Kala, Miloshen Ahava. You need the Ahava from Boyi Kala in order for the Shechina to come. That's the Oymek. You need the Ahava in order for the Shechina to come. Either way, full circle. That's why. Asartem, Araftem, Adliku Esaner, Tzorich Lememre Benichusa. Here Chazal will madgish this Indian that you have to be extra careful because it's during a time where a person is extra vulnerable.